hip-hop and country music singers have never really been that close of a family. The man, old Hank Jr., been awfully nice to me down here in Tennessee. And I guess it's because I wanna change my hand, wanna change my direction.
Oh yeah.
And I hope one day, Hank, that I will be a solid part of your family tradition.
You drink.
Get drunk, come on.
Bobby, why do you roll smoke?
To get stoned.
Why must you wake up country and then you turn into rock and roll?
To get paid.
Over and over, everybody made our prediction. If we get stoned and sing some new hit songs, that's a real family tradition.
Last night with you down there in Tennessee. When that doctor asked me, said, "Old Rock, now how'd you get in this condition?" I said, "I've been hanging with Hank down in Tennessee, learning some of that family tradition."
Well, tell me now, why do you drink? Song that you wrote.
Be like you.
If I'm down in a honky tonk, somebody's gonna give us friction.
What you tell them?
They say, leave us alone. We're singing all night long. An old family tradition. Of my daddy's name. Although his kind of golden platinum and ours is not really the same.
Oh, no.
Stop and think it over. Put yourself in my unique position. I get stoned, we start singing you some movie soundtrack songs. That's the real family tradition. Inspiration.
Why must you live out all them songs that you wrote?
To get cheerleaders.
If I'm down in that honky-tonk and old Slick's trying to give me friction, I say, hey, leave me alone, cause that's a family tradition.
And I get stoned and sing all night long. I might want to sing a little Rebel Rouser song.
Hey now.
I might want to sing a little Kid Rock's going on.
Come on!
If they don't like